Welcome to Frugal SEO, the only SEO podcast where you can learn how to get massive amounts of traffic without spending a lot of money. In today's episode, I'll be teaching you or talking to you about how to hire a keyword researcher. Look, we all know how keyword research is important, especially those of you who have taken the time to subscribe to the podcast and check my blog out. By the way, if you haven't, be sure to subscribe to the Frugal SEO podcast. Anyway, you know how important it is to look for keywords before starting each article or even starting a new website. You also know how every single keyword or idea has to go through a keyword research tool to guarantee that you have all the necessary means to compete with, well, the competition, but also against the pay-per-click, the search volume, domain authorities, and all these different factors that Google takes into consideration when showing up your article or other people's articles in the search engine results page. But here's the deal, 99% of casual website owners ruin their chances of showing up in the search engine results. Where did I get this data from? Well, I just made it up. But here's the deal. People do ruin their chances because they don't take keyword research seriously. They think that keyword research is nothing more than just plugging a keyword research tool and adding a seed keyword and looking for a low competition one, but that's not the case. What happens next is people have old websites or turn new websites to old websites, let's say 6 months, 1 month, even 2 years, and have very low organic traffic if they have any. To avoid this and guarantee that you have results, you may be thinking about hiring a keyword researcher. While I don't use keyword researchers anymore, I did use it on my early days to guarantee that every single piece of content that I publish would rank in Google. That's why in this episode, I'll teach you my 3-step process to hire a keyword researcher. It'll be more of a short episode, so sit down, lay back, and pay attention so you can choose the right keyword researcher for your needs. Anyway, my first process or step is to talk to the freelance who's offering you the service. What I found is that a casual talk or talk is everything you need to find out if the person talking to you knows what they're doing. Of course, you need basic SEO knowledge to ask the right questions, but you should have it by now if you're a frequent podcast listener. If you do not happen to know much about SEO, try talking with him so you can not only get to know each other, but also know a little bit about his process. For example, if you have experienced yourself with website growth, see if what he's offering is similar to what you have done. Is it exactly what you have done? Or if it sounds way too robot-like. For example, those kind of people who look for actual experts and steal their landing pages, well, look for those kind of signs. Did he already convince you and you are ready to make your website growth? Hold on there. There are 2 steps that you should look at. The second step is to ask what he's offering. You might be thinking, what do you mean? He's offering a keyword research service. But, well, this is true. These kind of services come in a variety of presentations, such as list of related keywords that show up for a certain keyword you want to focus on. For example, you will tell him that you want to rank for internet marketing, so he will give you a list of keywords that are related to this topic. The second type of service would be a list based on competition and your niche. These are mostly based on your competition who's already ranking and target the keywords that they are not taking full advantage of. The third thing is actually a more cost-effective one, but it's usually only recommended for those of you who know about SEO, and those are unfiltered lists. You usually pay less and get a list, but they're not filtered. Sometimes it can get tedious to actually go through each one of them and filter them. So if you have the knowledge and want to save money, unfiltered lists are a good choice for you. The fourth kind of list is the keywords that follow the Keyword Golden Radio. Keyword Golden Radio is basically a concept created by a website or niche website creator called Doc. I will leave a guide to Keyword Golden Radio in the description. But anyway, he created this concept and came up with keywords that were possible to rank in a very short amount of time. These keywords usually have low traffic, but also little to no competition. So even though they won't give you vanity metrics such as, let's say, 10,000 monthly viewers, 20,000 monthly viewers, you'll have less traffic, but usually more segmented, easier to rank, and cheaper because you won't have to spend on backlink campaigns to rank for those terms. Very few experts provide this service. I provide them myself, so be sure to leave a comment or contact me on Instagram as SEO for a blog. I'll leave a link to my Instagram in the description. Very few experts take the time to provide this service because it's really tedious and it's really manual. I mean, getting a keyword that follows the keyword golden ratio can take you quite the time if you do find them, which is why they are usually more expensive but usually more lucrative. The last kind of service, and this is actually my preferred one, are low competition keywords that are both low competition, and I'm not talking about fake low competition that comes from a keyword research tool, but I'm talking about a service where experts manually check and manually detect if you will be able to rank. This is the top service I recommend to every single one of you. You will not only be able to rank, but you'll also dominate your niche and make decisions based on your environment. If you're looking for a low competition keyword service, I would really recommend you to check out Low Competition Keywords and Keyword Golden Radio. By the way, these are both services I do provide, so be sure to check the show notes. Alright, we are almost there. You already know how to engage with the service provider and the kind of variance these services usually present themselves. Now it's time for our last step, which is enjoy higher rankings. It might sound as I'm exaggerating, and of course there are many other variables, but for me, keyword research is one of the most important things you should do whenever you're trying to build a successful website. Sure, backlinks are important, and depending on your niche and keyword you're targeting, backlinks are indeed a must. But if you target low competition keywords and don't care about vanity metrics such as traffic, you can really create a website without backlinks purely based on great content and great keyword research. And this is exactly why keyword research services are considered by people like you and even me at a past time. Instead of spending thousands of dollars in writers and not seeing traffic, conversion, leads, or brand exposure, guarantee that your website and articles reach your target audience, choosing a keyword research service based on your needs and budget. It's been everything for today, and I hope you learned a lot. I highly invite you to subscribe to the podcast, but also follow me on Instagram at SEO for a blog for more SEO tips, tactics, and website growing strategies. Be sure to follow the Frugal SEO podcast and see you in the next episode.